Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
She was mad, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone. Have her over cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, oh I need it bad. And it's the best I've ever had. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through.
I remember it well. The Undertones, Teenage Kicks, from 1979.
Self-titled album, and I think John Peel cited that track as one of his favourite or perfect rock songs of all time. All good stuff, eh? If you just tuned in, of course, you listen to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. And also go there and download the podcast, which generally pop up 30 minutes after each hour. You've got 2 hours of great rock music in all its different forms this week. You've got Julian Pauly here live in the studio. The light switch has been fixed, courtesy of PG, who was also sat with us.
Goodness me, it's electrifying, isn't it?
And the CD's player's working. What well, more can we
yeah,
ask?
But now when you switch the lights off outside go off.
Yeah, no. We've got loads of stuff coming up. We've got 4 brand new releases for our PG's Pick of the Rocks this hour, and there's some cracking stuff in there. In the second hour, we've got our Chris's Punk track of the week. It's Hugo Sin Insheimer. And then we've got our undercover section, loads more beside. But next up, there's something, it's a super group, and this was from 2009.
Yeah! It's fast, it's flexible. Just feel those frets. A
simulated comb filter for sterilizing a mono source. It's got a scaled down Strat style body with the feel of a Les Paul. Deep cutaways, no pickguard, and a couple of humbuckers. Full shred. Stiff neck, brass nothing, and ebony fingerboard. Balls deluxe.
Was the late great Jeff Beck with Terry Bozzio drums and Tony Hymas from an album called Jeff Beck's Guitar Shop from 1989, and that was a track called Guitar Shop. Before that, Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin, Piece of My Heart, originally recorded in 1967 by Emma Franklin from a 68 album called Cheap Thrills.
So technically it was a cover. Oh.
And we started out with a super group called Chicken Foot. What a silly name for a band.
I know,
Chicken
indeed.
Foot. Joe Satriani and Sammy Hagar. A track called Future in the Past from 2009.
Their self-titled debut album. I don't think they did another one after that. If you just tuned in, of course, listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, something from 1970.
I fell in love with a gypsy queen. She told me, hold on. Father was the leading man. Said, you're not welcome on our land. And then as a foe, he told me to go. Little girl, she means all the world.
she's still be torn between her father and lover. One day I will grow to him, strong enough to fight and win, the kind of a man that he'll understand.
Hello, this is Matt Eldridge from Art the Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Sheffield Live.
1985, Phil Collins, Sussudio from his third solo album, No Jacket Required. And then Gary Numan live with Metal from the Complete John Peel Sessions 2007. And we started out with You're a Heap, the single version of Gypsy from their album called Very Heavy, Very Humble from 1970.
All good stuff. If you've just tuned in, of course, you listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday 1 till 3. We've got our PG in the studio to talk about his four cracking releases for this week, and it's a big name to start, Paul.
Yeah, but who let him in? Yeah, well, we thought we'd start with Joe Bonamassa. And he's got a new release called Still Walking With Me. That came out 29th of March. But it's also the title track from his new album. And a bit about Joe Bonamassa, because we played him a few times in the past on the show. About 37 years ago, he made his stage appearance, and he was aged 12.
Oh, my word.
And he opened for B.B. King.
Wow.
So he's a blues guitarist. I think he's got 15 solo albums since then. And New Day Yesterday was the 2000 release at... The funny thing is that he's always got sunglasses on, and people always wonder why. And he's actually very sensitive to light. So he said, it's far better if I wear my sunglasses with a bit of mystery than to sit there looking like I'm crying all the time. So Joe Bonamassa's track, Still Walking With Me. Joe Bonamassa, smooth as silk.
Oh, I say.
Good stuff. And so, second one for the picks is the Rasmus. And they're from Finland. And the track we're going to play is Creatures of Chaos. And I think the Rasmus is some kind of monster in folklore out that way. They got together in 1994 and they're about to set off on a UK tour with another band that we played recently, which is Funeral Portrait. Mm. And they're going to be together on the Weirdo Tour.
Oh!
If you want to find out a bit more about them, their website is TheRasmus, that's TheRasmus.com. And just to let you know the background to them, they've had over 500 million album sales, and they actually appeared as the Finland submission for Eurovision Song Contest in 2022 with a song called Jezebel. But this is the Rasmus and Creatures of Chaos. I don't know, from grunge to church choir a bit.
Brilliant.
At the end there.
I thought that was a cracker pull.
Yeah, the Rasmus and Creatures of Chaos. And what else have we got now? Oh, yeah, this is a bit of a strangey one. This is a band called Smashing Red, or Smashing Red 2, possibly, in one of the versions. But it's on... they're a band from Plymouth, and it's kind of folky rock, jingly jangly music. It's called Dark Eyed Girl, released in April the 1st, which I don't know if that's telling, but
oh, I say.
But it's available on all streaming platforms, they say, and on Bandcamp. So if you want to go and have a listen to it for free, go on Bandcamp. And they're on Metal Postcard Records. Metal Postcard Records. Get my teeth in properly. And they're part of the Plymouth Musicians Collective. And I think it's Duncan Pope on vocals and Craig Swain on guitars, bass and backing vocals. Smashing Red. And this is somebody who knows better than
I said this is live radio for you. But anyway, so Paul, Smashing Red.
Smashing Red, Dark-Eyed Girl.
Here we go.
There's a true story once upon a time. Down in a cellar, on the streets you'd find the opium den. Escape your life away. A darkened corner, so deep in the night. Dressed in green, a magical scene. The dark-eyed girl in green, illusions of a dream. Dark-eyed girl, walk hand in hand. Dark-eyed girl.
Fell asleep there. It's a lovely smooth sound, wasn't it, eh?
Yes.
I was Smashing Red and Dark-Eyed Girl. And we, I suppose we've got to come to the final track of my four
for
this week.
This might wake us back up again, I think, Paul.
I think it could do. This is a band that we've played several tracks from before. It's King Kraken, the boys from Wales. And they've got a new album out called March of the Gods. And this is the title track from March of the Gods, which is due out officially on the 18th of this month. They're on tour in the UK. I think 19th of this month, they're in Swansea at Hangar 18. And then they've got dates through April, May and June. And previously from them, we played a track called Berserker. And this is kind of full on as well.
Excellent.
So King cracking. Let's get cracking with it.
Pow.
What a track, eh?
Brilliant. Cracking four tracks there.
keep an eye out for them. They're not going to get close to Sheffield, so you'll have to travel a bit, but they're becoming a really sort of power band.
Yeah, March of the Gods there by King Kraken. Fantastic stuff, but we are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for loads more amazing stuff. We're going to play out with Pentangle, Light Flight from the Old Great Whistle Test. I believe it's a live track as well, All Being Well, from Basket of Light. 1969 was the year. They were going to finish with Stereophonics, I Wouldn't Believe Your Radio, from their amazing 1999 album Performance and Cocktails.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's rays. Look around for someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Visit the frosty start in the backward flight. Soaring realms of visions, never mind the meaning here and there. Moving fast, ever on last. Ba da ba doo da 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 ba doo da da. Time passes all too soon, how it rushes by. Now a thousand moons are about to die. No time to reflect on. I wouldn't believe